KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego International Jewish Film Festival, celebrating its 35th year starting January 27th. This year's festival features more than 30 films from 13 countries with special events and guest filmmakers. Tickets at sdijff.org.
Good morning, I'm Tabby Cruz. It's Friday, December 6th. Governor Gavin Newsom paid a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border to address transnational commerce and border security. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. Christmas trees are not the only thing that needs trimming this year. The City of San Diego is reminding all San Diegans to maintain their landscaping and trees to protect communities from wildfires. They launched a new webpage where you can learn the basics of brush management to reduce the risk of fires. The webpage also provides key steps for people who live near environmentally sensitive areas. To learn more about fire management, go to sandiego.gov. California prisons are no longer withholding money from people at the time of their release. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation announced policy change in a memo obtained by CalMatters. It would ensure that thousands of people leaving California prisons will receive the $200 that they are entitled to. The decision follows the filing of a class action lawsuit and a recent legislative order mandating the department to stop withholding cash. The suit alleges that the agency illegally docked fees from over a million people since 1994. San Diego's heading into some cooler weather this weekend. The National Weather Service says today will be the warmest, hitting a high of 74 degrees. Temperatures in the desert are expected to reach 81 degrees today. In the mountain areas, temps will be in the 60s and by the coast in the mid-70s. A gradual cooling trend will bring temperatures to the high 60s over the weekend. You can expect areas of low clouds and fog near the coast, especially in the early morning and late evening. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by La Jolla Playhouse. Premiering three summers of Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass met just three times to unite a divided nation. This spectacular new musical features an epic original score blending gospel, R&B, and Broadway. Begins February 18th. Tickets at lajollaplayhouse.org.
Governor Gavin Newsom visited the San Diego border yesterday. Reporter Gustavo Solis says Newsom came with dire warnings about the damage President-elect Donald Trump's proposed tariffs and mass deportation policies could do to California's economy.
The governor toured the border and spoke with local business leaders. He says a 25% tariff on Mexico would cripple the state economy, rising the price of everything from gasoline to groceries.
Small businesses that will lose customers, jobs that will be lost, the inflationary impacts on every single one of you, the cost of food that will go up, cost of tomatoes at the supermarket, the vegetables, over half that come in from Mexico.
Newsom went on to say that the agricultural industries of San Diego and Imperial counties would be hit particularly hard by the proposed tax.
And those farmers, ranchers, will be impacted disproportionately if these tariffs go into effect. And I didn't even bring up the mass deportation components of it.
He pointed out that roughly half of all California farm workers are unauthorized immigrants. Newsom's visit to San Diego is part of a much larger state tour that includes stops in Fresno and Bakersfield. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
San Diego County held a grand opening for its newest Immigration and Refugee Welcome Center on Thursday. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen says it's a hub to connect new immigrants and refugees to vital resources and services.
This is the county's second Immigrant and Refugee Welcome Center. The first one was opened in National City in 2023. Since then, the County Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs held various listening sessions in the community to determine where the next one should be. Barbara Jimenez is the Community Operations Officer for the County Health and Human Services Agency.
We heard heard that North County really wanted the opportunity to have a welcome center here. So this is really created to be a welcoming environment for our families in the community.
Nearly 64% of the county's foreign-born residents live in North County. The Welcome Center is inside the county's North Inland LiveWell Center, putting all services in one location. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
City leaders in Imperial Beach established a special committee to explore stronger tenant protections. South Bay reporter Corey Suzuki says the decision comes at the urging of dozens of renters who are currently facing eviction.
City Council members made the decision during their regular meeting late Wednesday night. The special committee will work through the holidays to explore options for new tenant protections. Paloma Aguirre is the mayor of Imperial Beach.
It's a real concern that we may have people out on the street. So I would love to find that perfect balance that's a good fit for us here in IB.
The decision comes after the owners of a large apartment building in Imperial Beach called Hawaiian Gardens issued a mass eviction notice, ordering everyone there to move out by the end of January. Dozens of residents there have urged the city council to intervene by passing new protections and temporarily freezing all evictions. It's still not clear if an eviction freeze will happen. Council members discussed the option on Wednesday, but didn't take any action. Joshua Lopez lives at Hawaiian Gardens. He appreciates the city council's decision, but wishes they had more certainty.
I can't really hang my hat on that because, you know, it's not just me. It's, you know, I have my mother in my care, so I can't really cling to that.
The city council plans to discuss the committee's work in January. In Imperial Beach, Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
San Diego's Commission on Police Practices is reviewing canine policy after complaints of excessive force. Police dogs disproportionately bite Black San Diegans. Experts say the harm is not just physical.
When you use an animal to attack a person, you are, to some extent, treating that person like prey.
We'll have that story and more just after the break.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Geopolitics, a divisive election year, and strained budgets are all topics that can create tension in the workplace. NCRC can help workplace leaders navigate polarizing issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.
San Diego Police Department's canine policy is under review this week after complaints of excessive force. Reporter Katie Heisen says police data show large racial disparities in bites. This story contains graphic violence.
Officers surrounded a Valencia Park home 6 weeks ago, responding to a claim that Marcus Evans threatened a woman with a gun. He came out, hands in the air, in basketball shorts. No shirt, no shoes. Have no nothing, he said, turned around to show them, sat down, hands still up. An officer fired a beanbag at his stomach. Evans collapsed. He sat up, hands up. They shot another beanbag, injuring his shin, then released a canine. The dog didn't bite. They shot another beanbag. It hit near his groin and released another canine.
Ow! Ow! Please stop!
The dog latched onto his arm, wrenching it back and forth. Evans fell on his back. The dog continued for half a minute before officers got it to release. They never found a gun or booked Evans into jail. According to his lawyer, Dante Pride, he had just joined a construction union. Weeks after the arrest, he still couldn't work or walk, had trouble opening and closing his left hand. A bruised rib made it hard to breathe. Pride says Evans plans to sue.
We're going to ask that the court order SDPD not to allow their dogs to be released on someone on the ground.
San Diego's canine unit is big. A few dozen dogs, triple that of a similar size city. The unit started in the 80s after a string of suspect and officer deaths. Canines are less lethal than guns. They're meant to find missing people and evidence and de-escalate dangerous situations. This year, SDPD canines have bitten more than 30 people. SDPD data show Black people are 9 times likelier to be bit by canines than white people. Chief Scott Wall says they're reviewing Evan's arrest. He says canines bite less than 2% of times they're brought out, and the racial disparities?
Our bites are not based off of somebody's color of their skin. Our bites are based off of a person's actions.
A recent change in state law required the department to release 2021 body cam footage of an SDPD sergeant saying a canine, quote, only likes dark meat. He's still on the force. So is Alan Di Martin. Sources say his canine bit Evans. He has yet to confirm. In 2018, he was disciplined for excessive force on someone who spoke Spanish after he told them to speak English. He was transferred to another division, promoted, hired to the canine unit, and sent back to the majority Black and Latino neighborhood of Valencia Park.
Except this time with a dog.
Officer John Cochran has been with SDPD for 3 decades. He filed a complaint about Evan's arrest.
Just because you have a call involving a gun don't mean you get to use any force that you want to do.
He points to something called the use of force matrix, how SDPD officers should respond to different situations, including passive resistance.
Refusal to comply with verbal commands and does not convey a threat of physical resistance to an officer or another person, which that's what I believe Marcus Evans was displaying.
For passive resistance, officers should use things like batons and pressure points, not beanbag guns, not canines. He says canines are also used on people suspected of nonviolent offenses. Christy Lopez says that's a national pattern. She investigated canine units across the country for the U.S. Department of Justice and found they consistently, disproportionately bite Black people.
These are dogs that are bred because of how strong and destructive their bite is. It has been compared to a shark bite. People have had their scalps ripped off. They have been killed.
The American Civil Liberties Union found canines have severely injured or killed hundreds of Californians. Nearly half showed signs of mental health disability.
When you use an animal to attack a person, you are, to some extent, treating that person like prey.
SDPD canines have bit an unarmed, naked man, stayed latched onto someone already handcuffed, allegedly jumped a fence and attacked a mother with her 5-year-old.
You're never going to be able to ensure that that dog isn't going to attack the wrong person or not let go when they're supposed to.
Recent California bills tried to limit the use of canines. Police campaigned against them. None of the bills succeeded. In 2020, Salt Lake City suspended the use of canines for apprehension. Researchers found no negative effect on officer or suspect safety. Chief Wall says the review of Evan's arrest will likely take months. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
More than 300 San Diego Kaiser mental health workers are 7 weeks into a strike. They are demanding more time for patient tasks and better pay. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco spoke with a patient who says the strike is leaving her feeling abandoned.
Savannah Pfeiffer says before the strike, it took about 3 weeks to get an appointment with her psychiatrist. But now,
4 months for a psychiatry appointment is not okay. And the psychiatrists aren't even on strike.
Kaiser disputes the 4-month wait. They say they've been meeting the state guidelines to provide a non-urgent mental health appointment within 10 days. As the strike continues, Pfeiffer says she's looking at other options, including paying for therapy out of pocket. In the interest of disclosure, Kaiser Permanente is a KPBS underwriter. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Kyle Mooney attended Scripps Ranch High, where improv classes eventually led him to Saturday Night Live. KPBS cinema junkie Beth Accomando talks to Mooney about his directorial debut, Y2K, which hits theaters today.
As a teenager in 1999, Kyle Mooney was disappointed that the Y2K bug was a bust.
It was just like a full letdown.
But then he thought, what if?
Y2K is real!
Truly, within a week, we had all of the building blocks of what ended up on screen.
The result is Y2K, an end-of-the-world teen comedy in which computers turn on humanity.
Bye-bye, human race.
We're talking global computer apocalypse.
We were really psyched on the idea of using as many practical effects as possible. We worked with Weta.
The New Zealand effects house helped create an epic Rise of the Machines that serves up plenty of fun in this promising directorial debut from the Scripps Ranch High School alum. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Corolla with classic styling and offering up to 35 mpg, Toyota Safety Sense 3.0, and more. See your Toyota dealer to explore all Corolla options. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.